Santa Rosa Long, line one.
We just got through beating that tower up, but it's 40 to 49.
40 to 49. Well, congratulations, brother. That's your rent supplement?
Yes, sir.
49 to 49. I've got two problems that I need to talk to you about in the deepest of confidence. Deepest of confidence. Anybody
want to talk to you about
it? No, I can talk to you about it. Our friend Joe Wagner. Second thing, knowing the principal thing, I don't think it can hurt. I just don't want to rouse a lot of negro hatred towards him, toward me, and damn, he doesn't do any good by it. He can stop it, but he definitely keeps it. That man has been confirmed overwhelmingly. Circuit Attorney General says there's nothing wrong with his record. He's sitting on the circuit court now, and all he's going to do now is be presented. Got to handle his endless cases there. He ought to, that's the worst thing he ought to be doing. You can imagine how you'd feel if I was attacking you down here every day at every press conference I had, and you had to vote on my bills in the Senate. And this guy's going to present you title and everything else, and he ought to do that. And he, I just studied it last night, what Nick Katzenbach recommended on title and. So I just thought that he ought to get too enthusiastic. I understand he got an ex date sometimes, but that's the first thing. The next thing is this Donald Reed Cabral. And this is real touchy, and it takes a finesse that I don't trust anybody else up there on. Yeah, he's Donald Reed Cabral. He was the president of the Dominican Republic. He made a speech today in the press club. He was the president when this Bush crowd and these commies overthrew him. Best president that ever had. He was trying to operate a decent operation. He's cutting down the draft. He's cutting down the army. He's a businessman, automobile dealer, and a good man, a fair man. Everybody agreed to him, but he just tried to reform things a little too quick. He cut out the tip out of the boy's mouth a little too quick, and they kicked him out. But he said, he told the truth about the condition and said we did what we ought to do. Now, he was president of that country, and he ought to know what happened. Up here telling the press club. But y'all conduct an investigation, which I don't think you ought to be conducting until we get the Dominican thing solved. We haven't got a government there yet, and it's messy. But since you're doing it anyway, I think you ought to just go over and about ever hear it from me. But it's kind of just because I'm the one I trust, and I think you've got enough finesse to never show your hand, and all you're not. Say the program. Right. My God, you want that fella before he goes back to be called out there. Yes, sir. Make him come to executive session, and then he'll testify that the commies were about to take over, and if we'd had another Cuba, but Johnson hadn't moved, and it put an answer to all this crap they've been giving us. And he'll just go down and say, I see on the ticket where he is speaking at the National Press Club today at lunch. Before he gets out of town, I want you all to get him and get your office to call him and tell him you want him to come see you.
Right.
And you can be of great help.
Now, you know where he stands, Mr. President?
No, I don't. Heard it, and
well,
I just don't take
it.
Yeah, but you just
get
on.
The day, isn't
yes, sir.
Yes.
Just call have your secretary call the phone boy there. Call the press club president and say, where is this fellow? And I want to get a hold of him right quick. Bye.